You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Advtech Holdings, a company listed on the JSE that deals in the educational space in South Africa, released their full year set of numbers for the financial year 2023, ended December 2023. And I'm joined on the line by the company's outgoing CEO, Roy Douglas, to take a look at this and just reflect on the company's performance. Good evening, Roy. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very strong set of numbers from the business's perspective. How do you reflect on your last set of results?
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Indeed, I'm very proud, and it's continuing the trend of the last few years. I think these are a strong set of results, indicating that the business is in robust health. You know, one of the key drivers of performance for us is our enrollments, and those have been a really good and consistently strong performance over the past few years. And I'm very pleased to say that looking forward into 2024, our enrollment season has been a good one again. So schools in South Africa up 5%, tertiary business up 7% for the 2024 enrollment cycle bodes well for the future too. So very pleasing set of results, company in good health, and the future is also looking promising for us.
Speaking of the company being in good health, Roy, obviously some of the divisions had slightly stronger performances, although if we look at it from an average basis, a lot of them were all double-digit revenue growth, double-digit profit growth. What was the standout division, if you had to pinpoint one or two of them, where you saw a surprise to the upside, or even a surprise to the downside, if there was any?
I don't think we are surprised on the upside by any of the divisional performances. In fact, it really is a good performance across the board. I think that's what's so pleasing about these results. Perhaps, and it might be unusual, but the only variation really is the South African resourcing business, which of course you'll appreciate given the economy and the high levels of unemployment. A resourcing business in the South African market is destined to battle and against headwinds. And I think our management team have done an excellent job trying to manage under very difficult circumstances. But the resourcing division result is really kind of propped up, I suppose, by our decision, knowing that South Africa would be tough, to look at other geographies and other markets across the continent. And of course, that business has continued to perform extremely well, which has allowed the division as a whole to produce a good result. Unfortunately, as I say, if there is a downside or any negative in our results, it's that South Africa resourcing has performed in a very tough market, but its results are perhaps not quite in the league as all the others. But schools South Africa, schools Africa, and tertiary and resourcing Africa, as I say, have all put in an excellent performance, and we're very proud of the results across the board.
Roy, you mentioned the South Africa situation, and obviously there was a separate mention within the financials around load shedding. How's the business handled that? We've seen many businesses being forced to implement things like CapEx expenditure into generators and solar installations and all of that. How have you guys been handling these trying times?
Look, we're fortunate in a sense that we are relatively small power users in a sense, both schools and tertiary. But nevertheless, it is critical. I mean, our information systems, our LMSs, online learning, student support, plus, of course, just the facilities themselves. Obviously, electricity is an important component of running a decent operation. However, we began the journey many years ago, and every one of our sites actually has individual generating capacity so that it can bridge the power outages caused by load shedding. So that's not a problem for us. And in fact, what we've done more recently is made really good progress using a technology which has enabled us to track and monitor consumption of both electricity and water on a centralized basis. And we're able to, for example, through the Internet of Things and technology, as I say, turn off geysers, turn off lights on remote sites, wherever they are in our organization, from a central location. We can track water consumption, for example, as well, and we are able to identify if we have a potential problem or a leak somewhere and obviously get the necessary corrective action. What that's all done is it meant that we've actually lowered the overall cost per capita of our electricity and water consumption through that application of technology. So we've been quite successful. It's one of the initiatives that we put into place in terms of driving efficiency and making sure there's no wastage in our system so that we can deliver quality education at the lowest possible price, and it's something that we're particularly proud of. I think initiatives we put into place to bring around those savings and improvements.
Roy, I had a conversation over the last couple of weeks with your peers in the industry, the Curos and the Stadios of the world. And in both cases where I've spoken to the other educational companies, there were impairments to assets and impairments that we potentially could see going forward. I see from your perspective as Advertech, there haven't been any announcements or any concerns flagged around the impairment space. How are you guys navigating this differently?
Look, I think we are different businesses and in different stages. We certainly are not considering any impairments whatsoever. In fact, our asset base is performing extremely well. If you look at our return on funds employed, we've demonstrated some really good progress in that area. So our business is performing well. We've taken corrective and necessary steps. We've paid specific attention to each of the brands' proposition, the assets that are needed to support that. And we're delighted with the performance of the organization. So I think it's a question of businesses being in different places at this point in time.
Speaking of different places, the shareholders as well involved in these businesses are also at slightly different places. And I bring that up because your dividend per share has increased by 45% over the last financial year as compared to 2022. How important has that been for the shareholders and for taking that journey with shareholders to say, even though there's been an increase in return on funds employed, we're also passing that increase on through to you as the shareholder?
Yeah, I hope our shareholders are going to be pleased with that position. And I think it is indicative of the robust health of the organization. You know, essentially, one of the features of our educational businesses is our strong cash generation. We have, in fact, been deleveraging our balance sheet, or de-gearing our balance sheet, I should say, over a period of time now. And we now are in a position where we are more than able to fulfill our investment campaign, which, you know, still remains quite significant. We still believe that there are growth opportunities both here in South Africa and, of course, across the continent. But the organization is now in such a position where the cash generation is so positive that we've de-geared the balance sheet, and we now are increasing the dividend and reducing the dividend cover because we do have a target for our capital structure to ensure that we are providing the best return on equity. So it's a very pleasing position to be in. I hope the shareholders are going to be pleased as well. We are able to pay back that cash to them as well as be more than comfortable that we can fund our future expansion operations.
Roy, before I let you go, you touched on the deleveraging of the balance sheet. Where does that stand at the moment? We've seen a lot of businesses, regardless of sector and industry in South Africa, use this time to pay down debts, just clean up some things that are easier to clean up, just in an effort to keep interest payments down and all of that. Where does the business stand on that from a ratio point of view?
Yeah, look, it is a key feature of our organization is that we have been reducing debt levels quite significantly. I think our borrowing at the end of last year was under 1.2 billion and our cash generation was in excess of 1.9 billion. So the gearing on that is about 0.6 or something, which of course is very comfortable. Our own internal covenants, are about 2.75, and bank covenants, so if we were on our funds, would be 2.5 times earning. But we're operating at 0.6, so we really are in a very strong, very robust position. And again, that's one of the reasons why we've been able to afford to increase the dividend so handsomely. And I think it's a strong indication of the board's confidence in the business looking forward. As I say, we are not ex-growth, and therefore we still believe there are a number of good projects for us to invest in, but we are confident that we can more than meet those funding requirements of those projects and still increase the returns, the dividend return to shareholders. So it's a wonderful position to be in, and again, we're very pleased with the performance of the business.
What a wonderful position to be in, bringing down credit losses by more than 34%. We'll leave it at that, Roy. Thanks so much for those insights. We wish you all of the best in your future endeavors. That was Roy Douglas, who is the outgoing Group CEO at Advtech, joining me to reflect on the company's 2023 financial year's numbers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.